Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you for joining us, everybody. It's 3 p.m. Eastern here at the broadcast, September 23rd, 2021. We hope you're having a terrific day. We thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. It's also a pleasure to welcome to our very special broadcast for the next 30 minutes, Tim Malone of Your Life's Direction. Tim is a certified coach through IPEC and the founder of Your Life's Direction, where he inspires and supports his clients to achieve their goals and unlock their highest potential. Tim is committed to partnering with leaders looking to have a positive and sustaining impact. He empowers his clients to prioritize personal growth, not only in their business endeavors, but in every area of their lives. He says it's really important for people to tap into their own energy, leadership, really to help them be better, a better version of themselves. It's the bottom line. Prior to launching Your Life's Direction, Tim spent over 30 years in human resources management and leadership in public, municipal, and education and nonprofit environments. Tim combines his experience and appreciation for individuality to provide guidance on his client's journey. A man of faith, Tim says he believes divine intervention guided him to be a life coach. Looking back at his life, he values and appreciates the interactions he's had with a diversity of people. And he learned that while people are more the same than they are different, they are also unique individuals who are worth investing in. When you become a life coach, you need to exercise a different side of your brain. As a result, his job as a life coach is not to tell anybody what to do, but rather help them discover for themselves what they want and how to get there. Tim helps his clients uncover their beliefs about themselves and their way of life. These beliefs govern how one behaves and determines the satisfaction in your life, fulfillment, and ability to thrive into the future. The website to connect with Tim is yourlifesdirection.org. That is yourlifesdirection.org. That's O-R-G. My pleasure to welcome Tim from Chesapeake, Virginia, live and direct here on Close Up Radio today. Tim, thanks for joining us on the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. We appreciate you joining us today. Looking forward to an insightful 30-minute conversation. You know, we all have our own life's journey. I love the fact that you're what you do, the title of it is Your Life's Direction. Tell us about your own life's direction, your own inspirations and life's journey that sort of pointed you in the direction to doing this kind of work, realizing that this is work that, you know, you are meant to do, not just want to do, but you love coaching people and you love inspiring people and lifting them up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I do. I do love all of the things that you just mentioned, and listening to your intro, particularly that part about divine intervention. You know, I think my inspiration is probably a product of my faith. It's probably, well, no doubt it is a product of my upbringing. I think my inspiration is even a result of the education that I received and some of my first jobs and some of the first leaders that I had. I think probably, if I were to say it in a nutshell, I think probably the greatest inspiration are really the people that I have been fortunate enough to work with, even the people that I have been fortunate enough to be in friendship with, the leaders that I have worked for, and of course the church involvement that I have had. I think the greatest inspiration has been really the people that I have been very, very fortunate to interact with and to be in relationship with in my life.
That is terrific. And that's a beautiful thing when you have the ability to realize that and to live that passion and to share it with so many others in the way that you do. Obviously, it's really in your DNA. It's part of the essence of who you are to have this desire to be a coach. I mean, your background is significant, and I know you also believe that coaching is personal and requires trust. So you focus on making your clients feel cared for, valued, and listened to. And I'm right there with you. I totally agree with that, that there is a value and dignity in each and every person, and that's what helps you be a great empathetic listener and non-judgmental listener as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Jim, I was recently reminded that you don't know who you are until you know whose you are. And in that regard, you know, again, talking about inspiration, I think being a Christ follower, I think that's where I do find my truest identity, where I do find my truest purpose. I think that serves as the greatest reminder that I am something very small, but belonging to something very big. And the big is made up of people, and it's the people that you just, you know, that you just spoke of, the people that I spoke of earlier, that I have been really and really fortunate to know and to love and to care for. I'm speaking, you know, not only of my family. I have learned a fair amount from, you know, the two people that I'm probably indebted to the most because they gave me life, and my wife. Today is our 32 years ago we got engaged today, and I think spending. Thank you. Spending time in my life with her. We have two grown kids who. Not only are they the pride of our lives, but you know we're committed to them for life. But I think it's all of these things. It's all of the ability to see yourself not as the biggest thing in life, but just part of something big. And as a result of that, I think that paradigm, that vision, and the bigness of people has really given me a vision for wanting to help people in this regard through coaching, through helping people to truly find their life's direction, I think it's the ability to recognize the part that you play. It drives, I think, my humility. And it also drives my thinking that people are important. People are important. Each and every person has a unique story. Every person is on a unique journey. And I think there's a nobleness. There's a privilege that I have to come and walk beside people as they are on that journey.
That's so important, right? Walking alongside. We all go through transitions too, and that's really important, right? Well, what for you was that transition like? You've worked in nonprofits, you've worked in education, municipal government, as I had mentioned, and then this burning and yearning inside to help people. What was that transition like to go into, you know, from the less corporate sort of structure or governmental structure to actually one-on-one with individuals in the approach that you've taken?
Yeah, that's a difficult and a somewhat easy question to answer at the same time. I think the best way to say this is. The transition was difficult, not because it was going from a big company or a big church or a big municipality and working with one person. I had the opportunity to work one-on-one with people throughout my career. I think the biggest transition that I had to make when I became a personal coach was not having all the answers. So, for instance, as an internal consultant working in as part of the people team or as part of an HR department, I was essentially an internal consultant. An internal client would come to me with problems, looking to me for help, but even more importantly, looking to me for solutions. And having 30 plus years, as you said, I have a wide range of solutions. I have a wide range of tools that I can draw from. What is unique about coaching and what I needed to do in transitioning to become a coach was to be okay not having the answers. And it needed to be okay for me just to ask questions coming from a place of being interested and curious into the life of the person that I was working with. And the more that I became and the more that I become interested and curious, the better partner I can be, the better questions I'm able to ask, the more objectivity, but it's not even objectivity, the more relational I can be with my clients. The transition was thinking from a solution orientation to a mindset of just helping people come to their own wisdom. I have a quick story or a quick a quick story about that. 21 years ago, I began facilitating a company-wide values program, and in the training to facilitate that program, it was by far the best training that I have ever received. And one of the things that I learned, and what I believe today, probably because of the amount of time I have spent working with people, is that people have an innate wisdom. And it really has been a privilege to be able to one-on-one tap into that innate wisdom through being interested and curious, asking the right questions, where people come to their own realization of, I've always had this answer. And so it is very exciting, but it was a transition. It was a transition from thinking that I needed to have all the answers to helping someone else find their own answers.
That's important, right? Helping someone find their own answers, because oftentimes, you know, people get stuck, self-limiting beliefs. They just get into a stuck situation and they can't get out of it. So you help them sort of find that light within them, because a lot of the answers to our questions are buried within us. And I think that's really incredible. The work you're doing is in line with who you are, and it's in line with who you are as a person of faith. Which is very beautiful.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we do have these self-limiting beliefs and information that we've gathered that keeps us stuck in life, right? And we need an ear. We need somebody that's empathetic and kind and listens and really genuinely wants to help and is non-judgmental. And so all of that is just erased, and it's just listening, you know, in a direct way that is deep and impactful. That's very important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In my internal certification process that I received with the company that I was working for, to my IPEC training, we talk a lot about beliefs. We talk a lot about beliefs and identifying those beliefs. Now, the thing about that, Jim, is that oftentimes somebody might come to coaching and they might become a client, not really understanding that we may get into and uncover some of those beliefs. You know, a client might come with this issue and with this, you know, with this problem, with this goal. I should say it better that way. This is what I want to achieve through coaching. And as we talk about, you know, some of the things that maybe have been successful in the past that we can kind of rely on going forward, we also talk a little bit about what are the things that get in the way. And, you know, hopefully the client has the motivation, the willingness to explore some of those beliefs that do get in the way. One of the things that I have found is that if a client is willing to explore, you know, I oftentimes think about coaching as, I think I mentioned it, it's a journey. It is a journey. I think it's a journey of discovery. It's a discovery of yourself and what motivates you to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. And if the person is good with the discovery of finding out what are the barriers and what are the blocks to achieving even greater success, I mean, that's just golden for the person. And it's really freedom for the person to be able to get out of themselves, get out of their head enough, and to replace some of those old belief thinking with some new beliefs that are liberating, beliefs that give people the freedom to choose something different because they want it, as opposed to settling for something that they've always been used to. So I love your question. I appreciate your thoughtfulness about beliefs, because I think if clients and if people can uncover the beliefs that are hindering and blocking and that are obstacles, they're more likely to achieve greater levels of fulfillment and satisfaction.
You know, it sounds like the role of a pastor is something that you would easily slide into. You have all of those ministerial qualities about you. Has that ever been a consideration?
I mean, that's an interesting question. Yes, it has been a consideration. I think the way I believe, you know, the role of a pastor, the role of an elder, you know, I think it comes with not only an interest but a calling. I think maybe at one time I would have thought I had both. At this point, though, I think what makes people oftentimes think you would be a good pastor is because, aside from the calling and aside from the desire, are the skills, right? Like, you would hope that pastors, anybody, any person of faith, any men or women of faith would have, you know, a deep caring about people, that they would be good listeners, that they would be empathic and empathetic in their listening, that they would be able to stop their own thinking, to really focus on someone else, to be able to put their own ego aside and to really really minister, to use your word, to really minister to others. And I do think that some of those same pastoral skills, if I can actually use that phrase in words that way, I think I probably do have some of those skills. I think I've always been a good listener. It's really interesting. Jim, just another story. I do a fair amount of travel in my work, and I was on a flight from Norfolk, Virginia to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and that's a brief flight. It's only about, well, you spend about an hour on the plane total. And a couple of years ago, I sat beside this woman, and, you know, within a very short amount of time, she wasn't the passenger who's sitting next to you who put their ear pods in really quickly, and you knew that they didn't want to talk. She was somebody very different. And I think I asked her maybe one or two questions and maybe a couple of more on that trip that we took together. But in that short amount of time, I learned more about her. She told me such personal details about her life. And as we landed, I said, you know, I'm really surprised at the amount of personal details that you shared. And she said something so interesting to me that I will never forget. And she said, it was easy to share this with you because I know I'll never see you again. And I thought, wow, that really isn't the way it's supposed to be. And so I really strive as a coach and as a listener and as somebody who really deeply cares about the person that I'm working with to create an environment where sharing is authentic, where sharing is natural, where sharing is something that they want to do. And, you know, I'm hoping that from working with anybody who works with a coach, that what they experience is a sense of, you know, really caring and kindness, somebody who's willing to partner with them to achieve their outcomes non-judgmentally, just in a very interested and curious way. And so I think about that woman often, and I want to get to know the people that I'm working with, and I want them to feel free to open up, not because they know they're not going to ever talk to me again, but that I'm going to remember what they say, and I'm going to ask them about it the next time we get together.
That's terrific. That's wonderful. I love the way you described that and just laid that out. It's very in a very human way, in a very authentic and organic way as well. You know, you embrace the part of yourself, and now you get to share it in a way that's constructive and productive and creative with other people. That's really what God asks us, right? Asks of us to do in our daily lives.
Well, I mean, again, that's a tall and responsible order, but I think I agree. I think I agree with that.
You're very humble.
As I already said, I mean, I think that's my paradigm, is to remember that I'm very small in the big world. I think, Jim, if I could say anything about what you just said, there's a couple of thoughts, actually. You know, I feel like in many ways, my life is about grace and it's about mercy, and I think it's important that clients do feel a sense of that. I do also think that, you know, today I'm going to put my head on my pillow, and if I'm judged, I'm going to be judged by what I know today and what I did with what I know today. I'm not going to be judged by what I might learn tomorrow. It's about today, and today I know that I'm like other people. I know that most people are just doing their best with what they have, and they're trying to live a good life and find fulfillment and satisfaction, as I said, and they're trying to use the gifts that they have been given. Where as a journey in life, I know that tomorrow I will learn new things, but I don't know them. We don't get to live our life backwards, and so I believe that it's about, you know, making the most of today. I'm a very here and now kind of person. I live my life that way. Again, I'll be judged by what I've done with what I know today, but tomorrow is a new day. Maybe it's because of that grace and mercy, I also think about mistakes. You know, I struggle with mistakes and having a paradigm for mistakes. And I think, obviously, we learn from our mistakes. But instead, extending that grace and mercy in a non-judgmental way, I think we learn something. And this journey that we're on, tomorrow will be better. And we know more tomorrow. And so we can be better versions of ourselves tomorrow than we are today because of what we'll learn and how we grow and how we develop. And so So I think that is a tall order. I don't want to think of myself as in a God way, but I certainly do want to consider my part, the part that I play, and the role of others, not just the people that I'm working with, but in the lives of the people that I know and that I interact with.
And that's what people are really searching for. Again, someone objective with no risk of judgment, empathetic. And that's just one of the many values you bring to people as you are coaching. What are some of the challenges? Now, this is a loaded one, too, because I could have asked this question 2 years ago, and some of the challenges are still basic human challenges that everybody deals with. But then we've added in pandemics, economic, civil unrest, political craziness. There's a lot of major things that have turned the world upside down in many ways and given us a moment to pause and look at our lives and reflect. And with all that has occurred, there have been moments of blessing in the fact that we've had time to pause, breathe, look at our lives and say, gee, you know, what have I been doing? What do I want to do going forward? Next chapter thinking. Tell us about some of the challenges your clients have been facing and what seems to be the pattern you see in the people that you're working with, if there is a pattern, because, again, it's not one size fits all. And then, of course, there's been new challenges that we've all dealt with just in the last 18 months or so, nothing that we could have ever scripted.
Yeah, so I think you're absolutely right. The times that we're living in and all the things that you named certainly have played a part. I think it would be really hard for people to say that has not impacted me. I think probably the first challenge that I have seen, we're not only working differently, but as a result of working differently, we're living differently. And so there's stress, it's change, and people tend to not want to change or deal with change. And so the stress that comes with change, I think, is probably the greatest challenge that I have seen. I think the other thing that I regularly see with the leaders that I'm working with and the clients that I have is, how do I work better, more effectively in this remote and virtual environment? But just overall, how do I become a better leader and one that is able to really care for the people that report to me, the people that I'm working with, the people that I lead? I think that's probably the second challenge that I see, is just leadership in general. I don't think that people necessarily want to acknowledge, other than the role that they play, that we're all leaders. And so I'll occasionally use a tool in my work with clients called the energy assessment. I'm actually blanking on the energy assessment tool, where people get to look at their energy, the energy that they show up with, the stress. It's actually called the Energy Leadership Index, and it's helpful for people to have a framework, to have a base that they can begin operating from. And so it is stress. It is their leadership. And then I think it's probably just managing relationships. I think that's also been so impacted by the last 18 months in particular. So I think that people are struggling a bit with relationships and what do they look like. And so I'll work with clients, in that regard as well. So I think probably those three are the challenges that I've been seeing most recently.
That's fantastic. You're really taking, what is our issues that can really keep people, again, stuck in their life and helping them find a way to move forward. And as we've learned in the last 18 months, anything can come at us in any direction. So you're helping people find their life's direction through your work, which is extraordinary. I encourage folks to go to the website. We've got about 30 seconds left. www.yourlifesdirection.org. That's yourlifesdirection.org. Something you wanted to throw in towards the end, Tim?
Well, I just love the way you said that, moving forward, because that's where coaching is different from therapy, is that clients are able to unlock their potential, and that's what makes coaching and what makes Your Life's Direction so fun is people exploring and growing and developing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Beautifully said. Yourlifesdirection.org. Tim Malone of Your Life's Direction, my special guest on Close Up Radio. Thank you for joining us, Tim. This was really a pleasure and a very thoughtful and inspiring conversation, hopeful as well for the audience listening live and those who will listen in the archives, because this episode is fully recorded and now going into the archives for folks to hear at their leisure later as well. Thanks for being with us. I hope we get a chance to explore some more down the line. That would be a real pleasure, and appreciate you joining us on Close Up Radio today.
Jim, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And that went fast, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
That was 30 minutes. Gone in a New York minute.
Yeah.
Well, you,
yes,
again,
it was
congratulations.
Very, very fast.
And you said it was 30 years ago? How many years ago, the engagement?
32 years ago today I was engaged.
32 years ago. Congratulations. It's a glorious week, that engagement, and tomorrow's my birthday. So this is a good week of celebration.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Jim. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Celebrating our blessings and joys in life, right?
Yeah, amen.
That's
right.
That's it. You take care.
Jim,
how did that go? The Today Show?
Yes, how was that?
Oh, you're terrific. We're still live. We're still on the air.
Okay.
Really, really good. And it's being recorded. We're past the live time, but it's being recorded.
Okay.
So you are fantastic, and I encourage folks to connect with you at yourlifesdirection.org. And, again, our special guest is Tim Malone. And he's the real deal, folks, so connect with him. This is Jim Masters, your host, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time. Appreciating you being with us as well, and invite you to stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest for you right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us, and you have a terrific day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.